What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to Early Break on The Ticket. First hour, as always, sponsored by Gaina Trucking. Learn about job openings at GainaTrucking.com. However, second segment is always sponsored by our friends at Bex Hybrids, the largest independent family-owned seed company, who would like to wish farmers a safe and successful planting season. For any in-season seed needs, find your nearest Bex Hybrids seed representative at BexHybrids.com.
You see my hoodie?
I do.
Bex. That's what I wear. I represent. This came straight from Sonny Beck. Wow. Sonny Beck is the president
of Bex Hybrids.
Of Bex Hybrids out in Indiana. He also was the lead. advisor for Zach Edey. Is that correct? Am I saying the name right?
Yes.
The center for Purdue. He was the one who worked with his footwork. Sonny.
How he established himself in the lane? Yeah, and if that. He got, in, you know how he did it?
How?
Well, I mean, you saw it. If he got his spot, it was over. And Sonny taught him that.
Sonny taught him that. Sonny is in Indiana. He was at the, he was sitting directly behind Painter in the Final Four. Directly
did
behind
you watch
Painter.
It swim?
You didn't see Sonny Beck?
I did not see Sonny Beck. I saw Painter, though.
Yeah.
Just
go back and rewind it. You'll see Sonny right there. And he's the one who taught Zach Edey the footwork of how to get himself positioned in the paint. Mm.
And if he got to his spot, it was over.
It was over. And so that's
Sonny Beck just sitting
Sonny
there.
Worked with that stuff with him. And then also, you'll see, if you see Zach Edey on whenever the draft is, he'll be wearing Bex.
That same exact hoodie.
Probably the same hoodie. A little bit bigger. That'd make a bigger hoodie for him. More length in the arms.
It's nice.
Oh, it's so nice.
It looks good.
Those guys are excited out there. What warmth and water equals what? Seed growth.
Well, we had to wear hoodies because it's chillier today than it has been the last 2 days.
See,
once again, BexHybrids.com. Find your nearest seed Bex growth. Hybrid seed representative.
Goner. Go to Goner.
Goner.
That's where it is.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Goner.
BexHybrids.com. You're doing a good job of putting up with this. I don't know how you do it.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't either.
Didn't you call Bill an adolescent one time?
He did.
Did I?
Yeah.
I did not remember that.
Back in the old place, cause I used to mess with your little area. I'd move stuff around and stuff. And I came in. You're like, you're such an adolescent.
I did say
I'd only been there for like a week.
I do remember saying that now that you mentioned. Yeah. I don't like people messing with my area. Strick comes in, sits down at my desk. I don't like it. This is my space.
See, me and Sip are just the opposite. Like you can sit in my spot. You can do whatever. I'm just like, yeah, I have zero territorial traits.
I don't either. I will say there's like...
I really don't.
You can sleep in my bed.
Exactly. Okay, I stopped over. Just sleep in my bed. I'll sleep on the floor. And that wouldn't even bother me. I don't. There's no, hey, that's my spot.
No, I'm not.
There's never a time I walk into like my living room And my girls or Laura's like, hey, you better get up. That's his spot. Nope, just find a different spot.
I'm not territorial with like couch spots.
However, you're not.
Well, that couch is different.
Yeah, and we also found you laying down there one day and you didn't know you were on air.
What do you mean?
You didn't know you were laying down here just passed out and we're like, does swim aware that he's on TV?
I think that was during state basketball. Yeah, state basketball, you know, you can fall
asleep. Josh, it happened, didn't it?
We gotta get off of his back. We gotta get off his back.
But no. I'm not territorial when it comes to home furniture. However, there are important things, financial stuff like that, that are at my desk of clients that people can't.
Financials.
Yeah, not financials. Necessarily see.
So you're leaving the financial just sit out right and read it that right away. Right now your cousin's like, going, this is great. This is awesome. You can't win. Maybe just get a folder swim.
You're not going to win this one.
Josh, you ready to take over for the next
stop,
couple days? Swim, stop.
You're doing fine.
Hey, I got a question yesterday. Yeah. This is since you said swim about 7 times in the last 30 seconds.
Okay.
I got a question yesterday while I was giving a baseball lesson. Why do they call you Swim?
Yeah.
Don't they know your name is Nick?
Yes.
And I said, I am well aware.
We do
but
know.
But you guys have truly created a...
Your swim forever.
Forever.
I'll see you in an airport 10 years from now. I'll be like, swim!
Yeah. And I'll probably
You'll
answer.
Turn around. You will answer.
It's going to be ridiculous. It's really I just hope you guys know what you've done to
it was during this. It was during the spillover. We're sitting there. And I remember, and Swim came in the other room there. And Sif goes, look at Swim's shirt. Looks like a big swimming pool over there.
Big swim.
And he had a blue shirt on.
And I've never worn the blue shirt again.
Yes.
I really liked that blue shirt.
Anyway, your
but
Swim.
But Sip just didn't. Couldn't.
I never call you anything
with sports.
Yeah, let's talk sports.
Yeah, let's talk
quickly,
sports.
Quickly.
Because we do have Rick Heyman's Song of the Day when we return in a couple of minutes. So yesterday, this was kind of something that went under the radar. Division I's council changed transfer rules yesterday afternoon. Transfers will now be allowed to transfer as many times as they want without having to sit out for a year. And so previously it was basically the one-time transfer you could be immediately eligible, but if you transferred after that first time, then you would have to sit out a year unless you were a grad transfer. Grad transfers are obviously on that list of guys that, you know, players that didn't have to sit out. So there's one caveat. You have to be in good academic standing with your previous school. The Division I Council also announced changes to NIL structure.
Hold on, stop on the
in
other
collegiate
one
athletics that we'll get to in just a moment.
Yeah, let's get on this one, this first one first. This is fascinating. Okay. It needs to be ratified, by the way, on Monday by another council.
Yes.
So it's not
councils.
It's not enacted yet, but I love the media on this. There's another caveat that you hear a lot. This is fascinating to me. However, a student athlete can still not play for a different team during the same season. That's coming now.
No, that was.
It feels like the media is all about why can't they do it? Why can't they transfer during the season?
Yeah.
Well, this was.
Why not?
It was.
It's crazy.
I read that 2 days ago where the discussions were that at semester on a basketball team, you might play 10 games at Purdue and then be able to transfer to Indiana during the season and play that, which would be straight free agency.
I might be all the way out at that point.
That would be tough.
No, I might go all the way out.
Would be very, very tough. But if you remember,
I might go all the way out at that point.
On the show, Early Break with Sip and Jake, I'd say it was a month ago, we quoted the president of the NCAA says, I have zero interest in trying to control how many times someone transfers. Because, first of all, they're going to lose it in a lawsuit. They're not going to win that. And there's been numerous people that have transferred and have not had to sit anything out. Because they go back, they say, I can't transfer again, I'm going to sue you. And they can't win.
They'd win.
The NCAA would lose. So they're just like no, this is, they want nothing to do with, the NCAA is trying to just nub it down to certain things they're in charge of.
Why don't we just have a college basketball where you just play shirt and skins? You can switch during the day.
During the game. Halftime.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why not? Just play shirt and skins and change up the teams at will. I mean, I love the media that's kind of pushing the why can't they transfer during the season?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just
what is going on? Why is that okay?
Just imagine that.
Why is it okay?
You lose a running back.
Exactly.
We lost two running backs. The guy at Montana's pretty good. Let's give a hold of him quick.
We get him in January?
Or no, during the season.
No, during the season.
You need to be here by tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That would take all academic phase out.
Yeah.
Listen, I know this is an obnoxious. I'm obnoxious about this. I get it. Text line's probably saying, what's Sipple's problem? I don't know. I'm not big on this.
I bet they're pushing back.
They're probably pushing back. Why can't players transfer during the season? I don't know. It's unappealing.
At that point,
it teaches nothing.
At that point,
why are the adults not running the show? That's why well, what I want to know.
You could argue that it's the adults that you got to blame for all of this from the root of it all, is that adults are, whether it's bad advice that they're giving the college athletes to say, hey, enter the portal. There's going to be plenty of people that want you.
True.
Whether it's bad advice, whether it's just general advice of, hey, yeah, you should go somewhere else. Let's go closer to home.
Or the adults let it happen.
Exactly. And so I would also say, though, that if they get to a point where they're changing in season, we're talking about like not even being able to compare that to the NFL. Because in the NFL, you have trades. Like you're getting the team that's moving on from you is getting something in return.
Right.
There's trades. What you're alluding to, that's not the case.
No.
That would be unprecedented. That'd be like something we never seen, to where in the middle of Nebraska basketball season, oh, Rink Mass, he's off to UConn because they need a big man because they had a guy go down for injury. That'd be what we're talking about.
I know. Well, and basketball is a sport. Yeah.
Then Nebraska, as an 18-win program trying to push for the NCAA tournament, just lost their guy that's averaging a double-double.
Yeah, basketball is a sport where it could really happen because it spans two semesters.
Yeah. The other ones, like football doesn't affect it. It's in between.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it, but I do agree with not being trying to monitor it because it's impossible. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been a player.
You mean not trying to stop it?
Stop it. Yeah. Right. It's going to happen. There's a player that left Alabama, went to Iowa for a month and a half, went back to Alabama. And he was enrolled. He was enrolled in classes. It wasn't like he was like, well, I'm thinking about going there. He went there.
Yeah. Why is that okay? It is. I guess it's got to be okay. I got to quit complaining. But it is not. I don't know. It just doesn't seem healthy to me. Yeah. Okay. Obnoxious alert. Get ready. This is where I get incredibly obnoxious. Mm-hmm. Incredibly. Don't come at me with, Sip, come on now. The coaches can leave whenever they want. Okay, you don't like that, though. You don't like that. You don't like that the coaches can leave whenever they want. So now you want to play. But that's your justification for the players leaving whenever they want. So two wrongs make a right in this case. You don't like that the coaches leave, and that's what you use as justification for the players can leave at any time? That's it? That's your greatest argument? What?
In the end, just don't ever forget this.
All right, you might have to shut my microphone down, Nick. Shut it down.
You're okay.
Shut down. We do. I'll do it. In the end, there's what? Everyone's playing college football. You know, it's like, what, 3%, whatever it is, that's going to make it to the NFL?
Yeah.
So think about this other 97% is going to be all jacked up. Not all of them, because they're not all of them. But no. The percentage of they're all jacked up that don't get a degree because of this. And they're not
going to be a lot. There's
going to
be a lot.
They're not going to the league. They're not going to the league. And all of it, they're the ones that they're the ones that transferred four times. And then you think when you get done, also like, okay, your playing time's over. What are you? Well, I'm 49 hours short. Where are you going to get your degree at? Because someone's going to be like, I'm not carrying you. I'm not.
And that was the one of the caveats about this is they have to be in good academic standing with their previous school, as we talked about, but then also working and on track towards achieving their degree in their field.
They're always going to have that, but they won't be close.
Yeah, exactly.
They won't be close to a degree.
And that's my point, is you're going to be able to persuade and say, I'm in perfect shape. I'm in good shape. Because then, once again, then you're talking about lawsuits. If the previous school doesn't allow you to transfer, submit paperwork, then you're talking about, it's going to cause more issues than it's going
to
help you.
Here's the thing, though, that you have to acknowledge, and Bill talks about this. The sport, like college basketball, was still appealing to me. College football is really appealing still. It doesn't seem like it's affected the popularity at all.
Yeah.
The women's basketball has never been more popular. Never.
No.
Yeah. I mean, Caitlin Clark is probably the most recognizable athlete on the planet right now.
Well, and
am I wrong?
Pretty close.
She's about to get an eight-figure shoe or Nike deal. It was announced yesterday. She's nearing an eight-figure Nike deal where she'll get her own signature shoe.
There you go. There's not many. Like, you can't point to an NBA player, I don't think, that's bigger than Caitlin Clark right now.
No, I wouldn't. I
don't think so.
And just Steph? When you just heard of everybody talking about the WNBA draft, the people that watched it, they sold out. They were all of Caitlin Clark's jerseys sold out like within like 10 minutes, which one person was very funny. It was kind of like going, at what point in time did you not think about ordering like 8,000 to 10,000 more of those? Because her popularity, there was almost 19 million watched the finals.
Yeah,
19 million people watched.
Swim. Is there a more popular athlete right now?
I mean, I think with NBA, there's a larger sample size, right? So there's more games in the NBA. There's we know they're more established, like the Giannis's, the Luka Doncic, the LeBrons. They're more established.
LeBron.
But in terms of the Gen Zers, if you will, they're growing up watching Caitlin Clark right now, and so I think that certainly plays a factor. By the way, Indiana Fever season tickets, the WNBA team, more expensive than Indiana Pacers season tickets.
All of the games where Caitlin Clark will go on the road, the cheapest you can get a ticket on the road right now is $292.
Yep. Yes,
on the road. So if she goes on the road in the WNBA to play at wherever, Seattle, there it's $292 to get in to watch it.
They're also changing venues. They're like the Las Vegas Aces. They've announced that they're going to play at a larger venue when Caitlin Clark comes to Vegas.
Powerful.
I've never seen that.
That's powerful.
That never happened with Jordan.
Yeah.
I don't think it did.
I don't think it ever. We're going to, Bulls are playing the Lakers, so we're going to play it someplace else so we can get 40,000.
Is her brand as strong as Jordan's?
We're going to play at the Coliseum.
I'm not saying it's as strong, but I've never.
No,
heard,
I know.
I've
I know you're not saying that. I know you're not saying. I just wondered it.
I mean, thinking out loud.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about this in the 7 o'clock hour because we didn't get to all of it. And I think it's really interesting to think about. Transfer rules, though. When we return, we do have Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, sponsored by our good friends.
Rick's calling in, correct?
Rick is calling in. He is actually on the phone already. And so Rick's
he's probably in the funk. We're probably quite a bit behind.
A couple minutes. Okay. Rick Heyman's Song of the Day.
We got it, Rick. We got you covered.
When we return.
God, I hope it's...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.